Vayter and Shasur and Shavuos Taf Mem Aleph, picking up on Mem Beis by the bottom of the page, 10 lines up from the bottom, next part of the Mishnah. Mana li biyadcha, someone says, hey, you got a mana of mine in your hands. And he says back, sorry, bra, ain lecha biyadi, I got nothing of yours in my hands. Patri does not have to make a shvua, there's no mother of mikdas. I'm Rav Nachman, mashbien asoshuas heses, but not so fast, you do have to make a swear, or don't say shvuas heses. Rashi says, it's a lush and shumash, a summon chachamim alav, Shavua, which means this is some sort of imposition. It's imposed on a person to go and do it. They're abundant for Shavua. My time of why? Because the chazaka in adam tovei alim kein yesh lo alav. A person doesn't go ahead and tovei someone and demand of something from someone unless he actually has something on him. In fact, what do you mean? The chazaka the opposite direction. The chazaka in adam is panav b'fnei bal cholo. A person wouldn't be so chutzpahdik and so brazen to deny it straight to this guy's face, and therefore if he says that, then clearly he's telling the truth. Therefore, the shavino shavua. Says, well, no, maybe he will. He would be lying. And why is that? Because ishtamute and lehu dekam ishtamitla. He's just trying to push him off to buy himself time. Savar ad dahavali, I'm going to deny it till I get the money. For anyway, I'm going to pay him back. And therefore, maybe he's not telling the truth. Teida, and back off of Nachman, that you should know, we look at it like he's trying to buy time. Tamar of Yidibar Alef and Amar of Chista, hakofer b'milve, someone who denies taking a loan and later is knocked out by Edom. That's his boy Edom, who lo nishba, the guy gets busted by Edom that this person hadn't sworn, but he said he didn't, and we say, why? Is that chashid? Because we say he's just trying to push him off. He doesn't have what to pay. So back to the Gemara. So I call for Milva, kasher le'edus, b'pikadon, but if it's by a pikadon, someone has a deposit of someone else, then postulated. So he postulated, so he denies it. Actually, says, v'afil lo nishba. The kafar, the time he denies it, at that moment already is ichshud lei amamono. He's already chashud on the moment over there. So then he's going to be possible to eat this. So the point is, we see like Nachum said, the person will sometimes lie straight to the face just in order to buy himself some time. Rav Chaviva, however, he actually taught this din of Rav Nachman on a different part of the Mishnah, the Sefer. Rav Chaviva Masnei HaSefa, but the rest is Lahadar of Nachman. Mana li biyadcha, comes to say, you got 100 of mine in your possession. Amar lo, hein, he says, yup, I do. Lamacha, amar lo, tenayuli, and the next day he says to him, all right, pay up. And asati lo, he says, what do you mean? Asati lo, he says, like, I already gave it to him. Pater is pater from a shvuah, he doesn't have to pay. From Rav Nachman, he has been also shvuah hesis, but we make him do a shvuah hesis. Man, the master of Reisha, the one who taught Rav Nachman's din on the Reisha, kolchken ha-sefa. Clearly it's going to be the sefa also, right? If he has to take a shvuah hesis when he denies, obviously he has to take it when he admits that he paid. Rav says, odilei, alav, ika derara, the mamona. Of course he has to do it. Beep, turn the page. Mem alav amen alav. Man demasi la seifa. The one who thought it's going on the seifa. Wouldn't say that it applies to the reisha though. Hacha, here in the seifa, we're admitted to it. Hudika drar demona. That's where you have what's known as drar demona, involvement of cash. Right there, if the Shavuah says, well, Hassam, in the earlier case, in the ratio where he denied it straight up, the Lekadra at the moment, where there's no the cash situation, he denied the whole thing, look, he wouldn't have to go and do it. Ma'ika ben Shavuah del Raisa l'Shavuah del Rabbanan. Now, what would be the difference between the two? If it's a Shavuah del Raisa and a Shavuah del Rabbanan, says Rashi, Shavuah del Raisa, habab mixas, time, that's the mother of mixas, and Shavuah del Rabbanan, hadar of Nachman, of the Shavuah's Hesses. The difference between them would be Mepach Shavuah. The old flipperoo, switching around the Shavuah over there. Can the defendant, is a mutter to reverse the Shavuah? Does he have the right to demand that the one who wants the money swear and then collect, instead of him going in and swearing and not paying? B'daraisa lo mavchinan shvuah. When it's a daraisa, we don't do such a thing. B'darabanan, yeah, then we have more of the wiggle room, and we mavchinan, we can flip it around. Frank the Gemara. Ulamar baravashi b'daamar b'daraisa namavchinan shvuah. Even daraisa, you can flip it. Ma'ika b'daraisa lebanan. What's going to be the difference between the two? Now they seem to be the same. So the Gemara, k'manayu mechas lenichse. Whether Beis Din can go and to go down into the property of the defendant to go claim the stuff that he's not swearing and he's not paying. Rashi says, Amamar Inishma, Bina Mishalim. Yardin lechasav nosan lazeh. It's like, I'm not paying, I'm not swearing, can they go in or not? Bina Reisa, the nachtin el nichse. We can do that. They have the right to jump in. But the Rabbanan lo nachtin el nichse. You can't go and just go on somebody's property. The Rabbanan took a thing. Well, the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanan naminis nachtin el nichse. According to Rabbi the Rabbanan, that you can do that, even in such a case. What's Ditnan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Gittin, says straight up that Mitzias Cheresh Shota V'Katan, right, if a Cheresh Shota V'Katan go and they find something, Yesh V'em Gezel, there is Gezel, that in others are protected, Mipnei Darach Shalom, because of Darach Shalom, you can't go and just take it from them. Right, Midoraisa, then they can't own something that's, right, it's going to be Hefker. You can't take something from Hefker. So anyone can go ahead and just go and take it away from them. But the Chum said, you know, you shouldn't be behaving like that for Darach HaShalom. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gezel Gomer. He says, no, it's straight up Gezel. It's not just Darach HaShalom. Omer Rav Chista, Gezel Gomer Midivreihem. They explain what he meant is, it's Gezel Gomer Midirabanan. Lamai Nafkamina. Rabbi Yossi agrees that taking it from any of these is Dirabanan. You're taking him to Cheresh of the Vakatan, then what's the Nafka mean is arguing with Tanakam and saying it's Mamish, it's Gezel Gomor. For the Gemara, Lotzio B'dayanim, in order to be able to remove it, that is, to go ahead, you find the Gan of a Tukar from him and take it from that, the Dayanim can go and just and take it back. Ma'ik bin the rest of the Rabbanan, since Rabbi Yossi holds that Beis Din is able to go into the Ibn Rabbanan, and what's the difference to the rest of the Rabbanan? Ich bin ayu shekinegdo chashad al shavua, that is when, let's say, the defendant is the type of person who's chashad that he's going to swear falsely. Rashi says, Nitpa chashad al shavua, v'tanan l'kaman shetiknu chacham shishava tovea v'yitol. Right? We say, let the tovea swear and take. So in the case where he's nechshad, so bidar raisa shekinegdo chashad al shvua avchin leishvua, then we can flip around the shvua v'samu aidach and put on the other person. But derabanan, but we did with derabanan take a thing. You're not allowed to switch it around. Takantahi, because this whole idea of shvuas heses is only derabanan. Takanta the takanta lo avdinan. We don't do a takana to a takana. We don't do a double whammy over there. Well, Rabbanan did plead gelei derabiosi. The Rabbanan argues derabiosi. The damu the Rabbanan lo nachdinan l'nechse. We don't let you to go down into the person's stuff and take it against his will. My avdinan lei. What do we do to the defendant to make sure he swears? Shamtinan lei. What we do is we put him into cheirim. Amale Ravino Ravashi. Hai nakte bekuvase denishpike leglimehu. If you're going to put the guy in cherim, then this is like somebody who holds a man by the cojones. You're kind of forcing this guy in order to give up his shirt. You know, what are you doing over here? It's insane. That's a crazy amount. Elamaya of Dinale. So what are we going to do? Rashi says, "Also, the base of a tulimbo, achit lo talashalav klar mekevin mishamtino le liola ma'ad the leisav le lesla lemichas lenichse adif mehai." That you're saying you're not going to his property. That's the most amount of going to the guy's property. So says the Gemara, "Lemay avdino, what should we do?" Amar le mishamtino le ad damatizman nagde. We put him in cherem until his time for malchus comes about. V'negdinanle, and then we give him Malkus, v'shavkinanle, and then we let him go. Says Rashi, Adamatadamagdani, Labasar, Tolosin Yomen, Kedaminu Rav, Mangid, Aman Damashi Shamte, Drabananale, Tolosin Yomen, Rav would give Malkus on a person who left himself in a state of cherem for 30 days. That's found by Ishishnikhe, Stafyud Beis, Amad Beis, in Kedushin. Then what happened, v'shavkinanle, and then we go ahead and we leave him be. Amar Rav Papa, Haiman Dapik Shtar Al Chavre. Let's say if someone brings out a shtar against his friend, and he says, Shtar Aparui. He says, what do you mean? This is already paid up. Amin and Lei, we tell him, Lav Kokamenach, we don't believe you to say it's been paid. Zil Shalim, you got to go pay. Vim Amar Lishtabali, he says, let the guy swear to me that hasn't been paid, and then I'm going to pay him. Then Amin and Lei, Ashtabali. Then we say, go and swear for him, and then go get your money. Amalei, frak the Gemara, Amalei of Achaber, the Ravashi, Umab bin Zel, the Pogan Ishtaro. What's the difference in this case where this guy is claiming that the entire thing that's brought in this star isn't paid up, and the case of one who lessens his value of the star, he's Pogan the star, by admitting that it was partially paid, right? In both cases, he has to swear. So what advantage does he have in our case where, clearly stronger when he's saying he owes me the whole thing over the other case? Amaleva, she says, Hasam, where he's poking the shtar by saying it's partially paid, Afakav de lo tain hiu, even though the defendant himself doesn't say he needs a shvua, tain le'anon, we have make him a shvua. But hacha, where he didn't admit that he got part of it, amin le zil shalom le, we tell the defendant, go and pay the guy. V'tain v'amir shtabali, and he says to him, swear to me that I haven't paid, amin le zil shtabali, let me say, okay, go and swear. In other words, it's that delayed time period, or whether we tell him to or not. V'tzomer, I don't know, but let's say this person is a great Torah scholar, right? Then lo mishbinin lay, we don't have him go and swear. Yeah, he doesn't have to actually swear. The guy who's claiming that he's owed money, he doesn't have to, what we call the plaintiff, he doesn't have to go and swear. Amar layer of Yemaler of Ashi, Surbim Rabbanon, Mashalach Glimala Inche, would he go ahead and be able to go ahead and rush his mafshi to strip them of their clothing over there? Why is it that he's off the hook from swearing? They were taking away people's properties because he's a scholar. Ella lo mizdakinon le ledine. We don't involve ourselves in his type of case. Right, we don't have him swear, but in that case, he can't go and collect. Rashi says lo mizdakinon le lishava demichse dechastinon le v'lo legabos lo deha amar le ishtabeli delo pratich. We don't get involved. You don't have to swear, but you can't get it without the swear. Let's talk to the next part of the Mishnah. Money li biyadcha, someone says, you got a money of mine in your hands. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Asi. Hamal ves chaver be'edim. Someone who lends money to his friend with edim. Sarach l'par be'edim, he's got to pay it back with edim. Ki amisik amani shmuel, he said, v'shmuel, Amar li, yachal omar lo. The borrower can say to the lender, praticha b'fnei ploni ploni. I prayed you in front of these two people. Hochal lemad miyasam. And they went back, they went overseas. Therefore, he's going to be believed, even when he says he paid him privately, right? Even when he does, since he would be believed in that case, we also believe him, even without that. Tanan zoktem, we learned in the Mishnah, money to be out of. Somebody says, you have 100 of mine in your possession. Amar lo hein, he says, yep. Lamacha amar lo teneuli, he says, give it to me. And he said, I gave it to you. Pater, he's pater from swearing and paying. Ay, v'ahachi, the Mishnah given the tavi be'edim, since he demanded from it in the presence of edim, and he admitted, command de osve be'edim dami. It's like he lent him the money in front of edim. For katani pater, he said that it's pater. Must be, beep, turn the page. To Yufta de Ravasi. This is a Yufta de Ravasi who said that he can't claim that he did it privately that was made in front of edim. Says Gemara, Amal Ravasi, he could say back, Ana ki amri, when did I say what I said? Hechidim ekara osu be'edim. That's only when he originally lent him money with edim. The loli didei hemne. To show that the lender didn't trust the borrower. Therefore, the lender is showing that the money as well must be done in front of Edim, and therefore it's not going to be believed that he repaid it privately. Hacha heimne, but here, in the Mishnah's case, he's trusted by the borrower. Right, it was originally done without Edim, and therefore it doesn't have to be done in front of Edim, and therefore it's going to be believed that he paid it privately. Rav Yosef, so it's not a tiyufta. Rav Yosef Masti, Rav Yosef taught the following idea. I'm Rav Yudama Rav Asi, Hamal v'schaver be'edim, someone who lends his money, lends his fellow money in front of Edim, Eino tzarech l'par be'edim, he doesn't have to pay back in front of Edim. V'im Amar alta for any ele be'edim, but if he says to him, don't pay me back unless in front of Edim, tzarech l'par be'edim, he's got to do it in front of Edim. Kermisa gebe'di Shmuel, I'm Rav Yochel Omer lo, what do you mean? You can tell him, praticha b'fnei poloni boloni, I paid you back in front of so-and-so. V'hochel lem v'yisayam. The bar is not believed when he says that he did it privately. Tanan says in Gemara, we're now challenging Shmuel. Learned in the Mishnah, Amar li biyadcha, Amar lo hein, Amar lo al tidnei li ela b'frei edem, Lamacha Amar lo tenei li, and Nesaticha li, said he paid it, chayev. He said, Chachli tenei lo b'edem, it's got to be named, Tziv to the Shmuel, next up Shmuel, who says that the bar is believed to say that he paid it in front of two other people who then went abroad. The time runs in a b'raisa. B'edem of v'sicha, if somebody says, I lent you money in front of edem, b'edem parali, pay me back in front of Edom, and then he says, he claims that he hasn't been paid. Oh, Yitain, or the borrower should give it. Oh, Yavi Raya Shanasan, or give a Raya that he gave it. Avidam Misera Omer, Yachal Omerlo, the borrower could say, Partikul B'fnei Poni Poni, I paid you in front of so and so. Hacham Medina Siam, they went to Medina Siam. So Shmuel's Din is the same atomic. The time Rabbi Yehuda Misera, therefore it's not like that. Parach Rav Acha knocks this out by saying, Mimai de Bishas Alvakai. Who says this is at the time of the actual loan? Dilma Bishas Tviakai. Maybe that whole thing only happened at the time that it's talking about when the time of the lender he's claimed for payment for Hachi Gamalei. And this is what he's saying. La be'edim levisicha. Didn't I lend it to you in front of Edom? Be'edim ha'yelilcha leparini. You should have paid me back in front of Edom. Aval b'shas alva, at the time of the loan, the lender straight up said that it's got to be done in front of Edom. Divrei kol chayev. Everyone's going to say you're going to be chayev. Right? Everyone's going to be maskim that the borrower is going to be chayev if he says that he repaid it in front of Edom who then left. Shmuel's din, which was said about that case, is therefore not supported over here. Amr Papi Mishidrav Dirava Hilchas Allah is Hamavas Khabir Baidim, Lachabhoba Aidim. Rav Papa Mishidrava, Amr Malvas Khabidim, Aid Sakhabar Baidim. You don't have to. Vim Amar Al Tafrin Alabidim, he says, don't pay me except for with Aidim, Sakhabar Baidim. Vim Amar Lov, he said, for Atikha with Devil and Bonnie, I paid you back out in front of these people. Welcome to the seventh with the Minasiam, Neman, he is believed. Simon Ruvin Vishiman Ditanya Hilchasa Yosvi Apara Ploni Ploni Az Afse Sitre Bem Nusa Kibetra. Here we go. First case. Haudam al Khavi, this is a guy who says to his friend, he lent the money, he says, Kibraticha, when you Kipratim, when you pay me, apparently Bapi Ruvin and Shimon. You gotta pay me back in front of Ruvin and Shimon. Azul Apara Upari Bapi Trey Malamid, he went and paid it back in front of two Adim. And those witnesses said, yeah, okay, it's true, this guy paid it back, but the lenders thought they were, he said they're lying. Amar Abaye says, Ba'ape betray Amarle, the lender told the borrower to repay him in front of two witnesses, Ba'ape betray Pari, and he did, he paid it back with two witnesses, even though he said who they, these particular people, he still fulfilled to do it in front of Edom. Amale Rava Lachika Amale Bapi Ruvim Shimon. This is the reason why he said Ruvim Shimon. Kechilo Nitchayas, that the bar wouldn't be able to push it off. So therefore, he's not off the hook of paying unless Ruvim Shimon will testify for him. Story time. Ahu Damale Lachabi guy says to his friend, Kiparatli, when you pay me back, apparently Bapi betrayed the Tani Hilchasa, give me back, pay me back in front of two people who teach Mishnah. Two people who are holding Shtark. Alzabari Bain delayed the delay. Later, the bar went and repaid it between themselves with no Edom. It Nisa Anach Zuzay, and then the money got lost. Rashi says, Miyada Malva from the lender. Also, Kibbutz of Nachman from the Rav Nachman. And the Amalei says, In, yep, it's true, the money, he gave it to me. Kabula Kabulitsinu Minei Derech Pikadon. I accepted to him, but not as a repayment, but as a pikadon, a deposit. V'amina lehavi gabe pikadon. And I said to myself, it should be for a deposit. Ad the mistrami betrayed the Tani Hilchasa until two Edom who teach Mishnah come by. Mekayim Tanai, and then it could be Mekayim the Tanai. And he did it in front of me. Since I was only a shomer at the time of the loss, therefore he's still chayav to go out and to repay me. Amalei of Nachman said, kibbutakom odis tevadet shaklatinu v'nei, since you admit to the fact that he gave it back to you. Rashi says the Kabbalah is sinu. V'zelo b'toros pikadon masrom lecha havi piran v'dorim shayi b'libcha enem devarim. Back in the Gemara, since you admitted to the fact that he actually received the money piran me'alia, it's a repayment. Did he amart lekiyum itanai? And if you want to say that the borrower is chayav to live up to the tanai of two scholars, zilai sinu, go and bring the money and he'll do it. The ha'ana of Rav Sheshes die will be edim. The Tanina Hilchasa V'Sifra V'Sifrei Tosefta V'Kula Gemara, because you know we teach Mishnah and Sifra and Sifrei and Tosefta, and we know the whole Gemara. We got it all. So in other words, you know, you're not pulling the stick over here. Tavarim should believe in Tavarim, but if you want to do this, no problem. Bring it back and then we'll deal with it. Who Damalei Lechaver? This guy who said to his friend, Havli Mei Azuzei Dozifkach Tach, give me 100 zuz that I lent you. Pay up. Amalei says to him, Layud Dvarim Loan, Laadam. This never happened. I never borrowed 100 zuz from you. Azai says, then he goes and he brought an aid that he testified to Ozea Pyre that they did lend him the money and he paid him back already. Rabbi, my Nevin, what should we do in such a case? Inhu Ami Osfe. It's true that the witnesses say that he lent him the 100 zuz. Therefore, showing that it's not true that when he said he didn't borrow it. Inhu Ami Pyre, but you have someone saying that already paid it. So now we have no choice. What are we going to do over here? He's Pater. Rava says, Kol Amar Lo Levisi, anyone who says I didn't borrow, Kol Amar Lo Parati Damar, since he said I didn't pay it back either. Therefore, since the Edom show that the money was borrowed, must be these guys are going to pay it back now, and Zeo. Give me 100 zuz, which I'm claiming against you. Amalei says back to him, didn't I already repay you in front of these people? Also put a pony on me. Then they came and they said, this never happened. All right, so the barber said back, no, of course I repaid. And if it wasn't me in front of these edim, I did it privately. So Rav Sheshlemer Huchsa Kafran. Shesha thought to say that this borrow is considered like a liar. He said he did it in front of these people and he's got knocked out. Therefore, you can't trust him even to swear and that he paid it back privately. Amalei Rava, Kol Milsa Delo Rami Alei Danish. Anything that's not on a person. To remember, Lama that day. No, they just don't keep that thing in their mind. In which case, if we can make a mistake like that. So the borrower just didn't remember whether he paid in front of these people, did it privately, therefore he's not considered a liar. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.